Yo, what's up, man? It's DJ Ledevsky back on another great episode of Bench Talk, man. I got my co-host, DJ Promptime, JP. And, you know, I got the guest star, Mr. Him himself, you know what I'm saying? Big A1, you know what I'm saying? Joe Walker, brother.
What's happening, y'all?
What you on, brother?
You know, I'm chilling, just ready for tomorrow.
Hey, we gonna get in there later. How y'all guys been? I mean, I'm tweaking it. Hey, bro, I don't know what I'm on. But how y'all days been?
Hey, my day been cool, bro. A lot of schoolwork, you know. Trying to get caught up on some classes. I've been
senioritis.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. What about you, Promptime?
Hey, I woke up feeling like real tired, but throughout the day, it's getting better.
Woke up feeling zesty.
Bro, what?
Nah, I'm trolling. But speaking of that CG topic you spoke on, Joe, how you feeling, brother? First game?
I mean, I feel good, man. I ain't got no jitters. I've been doing this for 3 years, so.
Nah, you've been doing this for
3 years. Yeah.
It was a break. Yeah, right there. Nah, we gonna be good, man. We got a good defense, good quarterback, a lot of good offensive players. So we prepared, been working hard for a long time during the spring. So we locked in.
Okay, for sure. Marion, what's your emotion like for tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? It's your first game.
Jitters.
Starting for real, for real.
Jitters.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little jitters. But like when I get out on the field, I'm not going to be nervous. I know I'm not going to be nervous. I'm going to be ready. And I'm going to be ready to support the team however way I can. But yeah.
You locked in? You did your invest sheet?
Did you do your invest sheet?
Nope.
It's a prank. It's a prank. Gamer all around.
Right,
you know,
there, right there.
But, hey, man, JP, last time we was on here, we had David Taylor on here. We talked about this track thing. Yes, so, like, what's it looking like?
You know, it's looking pretty good. You know, I'm committing myself so far, trying to get back in the gym, trying to get back in shape, you know. Okay. Not trying to wait till track season start, you know.
Okay, man. Hey, David would have heard that he'll be happy right now, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Since we got, you know, 3-star himself, let's talk to him about how it feels like to be a 3-star, you know what I'm saying? How to be a Division I football commit. What's that like, you feel me?
It just takes hard work and dedication, man. Like, it's hard. The road to it is hard. But once you, like, you get there, you feel good about yourself because you know you worked hard for it. I mean, shoot. It took me a minute. Like, I ain't like football. I wasn't a football kid. I was always a basketball kid. But I turned my life over to football and it just became that kid. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I definitely feel you. I definitely feel you. Mm-hmm. So, like, what made Western Michigan feel like home to you?
It's a family. I wanted a coaching staff kind of like Warren. I mean, I've been here all my life, so I wanted a coaching staff like them, and I want to be a marine biologist. I got that up there, and I just want to be around a family. So you don't want to go to no school that's going to say they're a family but not a family. So, yeah. I mean, they showed me why they're a family, so that's why I really want to be around.
Okay, okay. No big things coming for you. What's the you know what I'm saying? You was All-State. You know what I'm saying? All Mick, everything. You was all everything last year. So.
Dang near.
Is that like another goal for you this year?
Nah, I'm just trying to go to state, winning for my brother Vic.
Okay, hey, long live V8, man. So, Marion, you know what I'm saying? You was state qualifier last year for track. You know what I'm saying? You in the starting rotation for defense this year. So what's that like? Stat wise, like accolade wise, what's that looking for you this year? Like some goals you got for yourself?
Well, I'm gonna start off with track. I'm just hoping to like make it for all three of my events this year, and like actually really place like high up, so I can really get noticed and like get noticed for like colleges and stuff like that. So like I could pursue in this. So that's like the motive for that, and for football. It's just like, I don't know. I'm ready. Like I'm just so ready. Like really, I am. I ain't gonna lie. Like it's nothing more to it. I just can't wait.
Them jitters kicking his butt over here.
He gonna be excited all day tomorrow.
I really am.
You're gonna be coming to the practice. I'm on the dress list.
Oh God.
Bro, nah, I know I'm gonna
I'm gonna check it like I'm a freshman again, even though I know I'm dressed.
Yeah, I used to really
you go to the varsity at practice, you'd be like, am I on the dress list?
Oh God.
I'm on the dress list. You run up there trying to be your first in line to get your dress.
Oh, singers first. What did you do? Get the back of the line.
Get back. What you doing? It was a prank. But coming from freshman year to now, man, hey, that's crazy. We really seen, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow going to be our last first game of high school, you know what I'm saying? Just think about it. We was just on that grass field talking with Coach Jester about, hey, CG, what y'all going to do?
Yeah, boy, now, back that same day,
but some years later, after a lot of trials and tribulations, we back at that moment.
We just making the field yesterday feel like.
Oh, yeah, well, y'all snake the field.
I was hurt.
I was so glad I was in varsity at practice.
Man, bro, that was terrible.
Oh God. So, like, outside of sports, what's things looking like for y'all, you know what I'm saying, at that college level? You know what I'm saying? What y'all want to do, like, past sports, you know what I'm saying, past the athletics and all that stuff?
Really be a marine biologist, but I really want to mentor kids younger than I am. Like, I do want to go out somewhere I can just talk to kids about my life and what I could do to help them because, I mean – this world ain't the same like it was back then is what our parents always tell us. So, like, when you hear about back then and now, it's a whole different change. So, like, you want to bring back the good things that was back in the back.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day. But that's just me, man.
All right, what about you, JP?
No. I mean, y'all know I've been, like, really, like, focusing on music lately. So, I think really, like.
Praise him.
Nah, praise him is crazy.
Nah, I think, you know, besides, like, the music aspect of it, I think, like, pretty much what, like, Joe said, you know, like, going, like, not just, like, kids, but, like, the community in general, you know?
Definitely.
Like, taking that bad name off the east side, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I feel that. Hey, bro, why you come here talking about some like, I either don't know what to say or something.
Nah, I do it.
He's feeling pressured over there.
Nah, I thought he was gonna say something. But I really just like outside of this college wise, I feel like I could possibly do this as like something like later on.
Talking about like broadcasting and stuff?
Yeah, like radios type stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Or I could like possibly start a business, or like I could just like help people in general, like with like personal stuff, like therapy type stuff, or like mainly stuff like that. Cause like I like helping people really though.
Y'all trying to be big things in life.
What about you, Devil?
Yeah, what you wanna be, man? Yeah, ask all these questions.
Watch out. But like Amarion said, I do like this radio stuff, like broadcasting. Like a sports broadcaster, or like having my, like this right here, having my own sports podcast, you know what I'm saying? Like, after I get done playing and all that, I still like want to be around sports because, you know what I'm saying, just the love of the game is always going to be there for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, talking about it and just like, you know what I'm saying, being around it, I think that's something I want to do in life. But I also do want to have like, you know how they built Friends Creek up in Noblesville? I want to have like a place like that where I can like have a place where kids can come down here, play tournaments in, just more venues. And help kids that were like me at a young age, you know what I'm saying, get exposure. Because, like, growing up, it was kind of hard. Like, it was, I wouldn't say it was hard, because, you know what I'm saying, I had, like, Team Indiana, FBU, cancer, and all that stuff. But at the same time, you compete with a lot of kids in the world. So I want to help them and give them the opportunity that I had to try to come out and become the best athlete they can be.
Mm-hmm. This man sound old, like he 80.
So you know my knee's 80 years
old. Flat tire.
Got the tire get flat. Hey, speaking of flat tire, let's talk about basketball real quick.
Hold up.
What's the word? You hooping this year, brother?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hoop. I was going to graduate early, get started for football, but I got to spend last senior years with my guys. Can't leave y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big 21 coming back?
Chill, I go 11.
You going what?
11.
You know what we talked about, because I said 11 go cool.
Yeah.
But you feel
21 last year's Daner got to stay at it.
11 go cool, 21 go cool too, but this is like, you know, people don't want 20 and 34 and all that stuff again.
Yeah.
Hey, you know me though, I'm big 3, always 3.
So silent.
Like, we talk about this island of yours, like what's on
what
island?
Is that island?
Yeah, what's
about?
On the island, man?
Man.
I want to talk about the island. Yeah. All right, I'm going to give y'all a little info. So, as a corner, you know what I'm saying?
Here you go.
Hey, Joe know how to get on the island and practice. He do.
Man, I spent time on that island. It was a fun little island, though.
But he didn't enjoy his steak.
I never left too quick.
Nah, but it really just came about like something just to have boost my little confidence in the game. You know what I'm saying? Or, like confidence boost. You know, especially with like wide receiver and corners, it gets like you gotta have that chip on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Like that competitiveness is just come in a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like all the great corners, they all played that like 1-on-1 by themselves on the island type thing. You know what I'm saying? Darrell Revis. He played on the island. Jalen Ramsey plays on the island. So I just want to be remembered as a great corner of Warren Central. So, you know what I'm saying? I made that island up. You know what I'm saying? I'm three. So three islands just came about. And, you know what I'm saying? To get wicked over there. For real, for real.
You got an island. I got an island. But my island, though, you don't want to come here by yourself. Because you come here by yourself, you're blurred. This is Kuko over here, like. I'm sorry, like yo, like this.
Bro, why do you want to have an island?
Listen, if you got an island, I'm a single receiver, so like I'm always getting, you know what I'm saying, single coverage. So like as soon as I get single, we already know a head tap, bring it over here, but
yeah, we going
boom. Man,
for real.
Facts.
Can't wait to see that in game though. Man.
Yo, you can't have it. You feel me?
Yeah. I'm not a Mario with the first game jitters.
So with this being, like, your first time ever really playing against a good team like Center Girl, you know what I'm saying, two-time state championship and lost the game in 2 years, like, what's the preparation take to get to the level where you confident in your team and yourself for winning the game?
Answer the question.
that was a lot. You're going to just say that again. Hold on.
What preparation did you take to get prepared for the game, Omarion?
Okay. Well, I mean,
that was literally the question.
He died like things to be flying right over his head.
He said, "Whoosh."
But well, like usually, like before the games or like the day before the game, I usually take like ice baths to like I do. Yeah, I do. I swear, I do. I do. I take ice baths before the game, like the day before the game. It's usually the music for me to keep me locked in and like to like keep me focused on the task at hand. And I mean, it just like, and just having my like all my brothers and family around me just supporting me, it keeps me locked in and focused.
Okay.
Hold on, speaking of the music, like what's y'all, you feel me, pregame music, you know what I'm saying? Like what y'all listen to before on the bus, on the way there, then on the way back type. I know mine.
On the way there, I'm playing YB.
No.
On the way there, I'm playing R&B.
Okay.
Old school R&B, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Hey, man.
A lot of that.
Man.
And then when I get there, like, you know, when you're on the speaker before the game, you know what I'm saying? I be playing that YB, Dirk. Something to get me hype, something to get me pumped, ready to go. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the way back, I really don't listen to music on the way back. Like, especially if I'm on a win. Like, if we win, I'm on the bus talking to my guys. I'm happy. I'm lit.
Yeah.
Or if we lost, I'm just sitting there, you know what I'm saying?
We ain't taking no L's.
Okay. Nah, definitely not this year. But when we lost, I'll just be like, let's just sit there, try to figure it out, and then just get my mind ready for the next week. So, yeah, really. Hey, but I can't lie. I do be having locker room tea when I'm on Ox.
Look at him, man. Give yourself props. All right.
Nah, but what's y'all's like, though? What's y'all playlist like?
You got it. I got you. Like, okay, going to the school, wherever we play it.
Joe play TikTok songs.
I play gospel music or some reggae or something like that. And okay, then
okay. I like how those are like two totally different genres of music.
Yeah, like,
bro.
Like I'm not like, I like rap, but it's not a go-to kind of music for me. Mm-hmm. Like I grew around with like all my people, they old, like, so like I'm really Kirk Franklin, Bob Marley, or I'm going Boys to Men or something like that. Mm-hmm. Some old school, you feel me?
Okay.
But like coming back to our school, if we lose, I'm on some Rod Wave. Probably up there at the bus crying. You know what I'm saying?
Like crying.
But if we win though, you know, I'm talking to my guys, talking to my cast, like, hey, we just did this team bad, you know what I'm saying? Or if anybody talking after a win, I got my Dirk on, you know what I'm saying? So, that's mine's right there.
So, you feel me? I know it's been a while for you, JP, but when you was still playing, what was the music like?
Amen. Good praise him.
Nah, it was,
Because I will say, like, when I was playing, I was, like, listening to a lot more rap when I was playing. So I will say, because I know eighth grade year, Coach Sam
Williams is third.
That. Ooh.
Man. I know, this is what you want me to do.
He played that song. Bro, he played it as we were walking to the bus, as we getting off the bus. No, but I would say, like, when we was, like, on the bus, I probably would. There's, like, this song. It's, like, a... It's like an instrumental type thing. It's called "Sweet Thing" by Shuggie Otis. It's like a slow, like groovy.
Sugar's Forest.
Oh yeah, I know that.
I just said it's an instrumental. It's like can no you, words.
But "Sweet Thing" is actually. Hum- I know that song. Yeah,
I know like the song.
Sweet can you sing the song?
Hold on.
But that's not the one I'm talking about.
I mean, you do music. You might as well sing something.
Bro, I'm not singing.
You can't bust the
give
podcast.
Give us a little.
Nah, I'm dead. Podcast,
come on, man.
Real quick.
No. All right.
We won't look.
Hold on. Water. Nah, bro, because I'm trying to swallow, bro.
You need some water?
Going
water.
Nah.
Ain't no water here.
Nah,
but
nah. I got you, Devo. I got you. Slip on that red dress.
Slip on them high heels.
That's tough. That's
and some of that sweet perfume. Oh,
that. Yo,
no, he ruined it. It was a break.
It's a break. The camera up there is a break.
Camera right there.
It's a break. Nah, but I will say that was like my go-to song because like it slowed down. It's like because like you know like when you like getting ready for a game like you getting like real hype like your adrenaline start rushing. So I will say like I played that because like it would like slow down everything for me.
Okay.
So it's like I'm like not like rushing to do certain stuff. You know, taking my time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, what's y'all go-to song, though?
My go-to
song? On that
song?
Playlist, I know y'all gonna click on that song. It's gonna bang. Gonna get you in that mode.
Like, word for word type?
Word for
word. Most definitely Nipsey.
Yeah, he took Mosh. That's cool.
Most definitely Nipsey.
What Nipsey song, though? Like, I need to name the song.
Nightmare. That's another one. And what is it?
Bro, he said one song, not multiple.
Exactly. He don't even know the name of the song.
Exactly. He's driven.
What was your go-to song, Joe?
Mine's Meek Mill, Nightmare. You know what I'm
saying? Dreams
of Nightmares? Yeah, Dreams of Nightmares. That's sweaty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mine would have been DNA by Kendrick.
That's tough.
That's tough.
I don't remember, but it's tough. I know that song tough.
I remember on one album. Oh, the album's called DNA, wasn't it?
No. It was a cuss word. The album was a cuss word.
Oh, yeah. My go-to song is When I See You by Fantasia.
When I see you.
Hey. But I'm talking about like every day I play before practice, get locked in, get ready to go. Nah, but you know
so what
I'm
who
saying?
Who you seeing at practice?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
A whole bunch of dudes? What you mean? What does he mean?
Bro, the fact that the joke flew over your head.
Oh,
bro,
my God.
Crazy.
I got it.
He got it like way after it was meant to be called.
Chill out. But now, with the show ending, we wrapping it up. Can I get a score prediction?
I say a close.
Man, I'm saying 50-0, man. Out the water. Facts.
It was a prank.
No, it ain't no prank. Nah. Like, being realistic, though, I think I want to say, like, it'll be a high scoring game for some reason. Like, it was Ben Davis last year.
I feel
30-28, maybe. Like, we get that one up on them. While we winning, facts. That we ain't losing. He's pretty crazy.
What you got, JP?
I'm going to go. I'm going to say, because y'all said y'all defense is, like, nasty this year.
It's nasty.
My fault.
And, like, knowing Center Grove and, like, how they operate, like, watching the games and stuff, I'm going to say probably about both teams scoring somewhere, like, mid-20. Like, cool, like, 24-21 type situation.
Okay. I thought he was fit.
You know, Warren taking the dub.
Of course. But two prompt time.
I don't think it's gonna be a close game. It just comes down whoever's really locked in more.
You trying to be humble.
No, I'm not.
Bro.
No, because we're not going to.
He trying to be humble.
Like, no, I'm saying we going to win, of course.
Whoever come out to that one.
No, bro.
my score is
most definitely is gonna be 28 to like 14.
Who got 14?
clearly Center Grove.
Okay, just hey, I'm just making sure.
Like so hey. Game, like our freshman year, you know what I'm saying? How we was on top early.
Yeah.
And then towards the end they kind of got back, but we still pulled out. So I say 17-7.
In the name of Jesus, you better praise him.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Mm.
Let's hey man, with that being said, yeah. man,
Shabbat.
Another great episode.
Shabbat.
No way.
But no.
Oh! Yep. You're going with it.
It was a great episode, man. A lot of great energy, a lot of good laughs. You know what I'm saying? Great talks with my brother Joe, my co-guest, Omarion, JP. Appreciate y'all, man. Long live Vic. And man, tap in on our next episode.